Hello, friends. I'm in pretty much bumper-to-bumper traffic now. It's one of the joys of living on Long Island. Too many cars. Not enough lanes. But anyway, rather than get frustrated, I thought I'd offer my thoughts. Today, I have questions for my Christian friends, my Christian friends. Maybe I'll do it in the Irish accent. This way it's a little more pleasing. Okay, so it's just a few questions kind of regarding your pastor. So, has your pastor told you that the earth is flat? He's lying. Did your pastor tell you that the earth is only 6,000-7,000 years old? Well, he's lying. Did your pastor tell you that you have to vote for Republican Make America Great candidates, such as your president now? He misled you, your pastor. Did your pastor ever tell you to love your enemies? To pray for those who persecute you? No? That's too bad. Did he ever tell you that whatever you do to the least of these, you do unto me? Jesus said that. Did he ever tell you about that? No, he left that out, didn't he? I'm thinking that maybe you need to look for a new pastor. So he told you all these things that aren't true. And I bet he told you that you were saved. So, if he was wrong about these other things, and he left some important things out, how do you know you're really saved? How do you know? And what's this whole saved thing about? I gotta research this a little bit, because so you go, and as far as I could tell, the pastor says to you, do you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And you say yes, and he dunks you in the water, and it's a done deal? It's a done deal, that's all you gotta do? You can do whatever the fuck you want for the rest of your life as long as you got dunked in the water and you said you accepted Jesus? I think there's more to it than that. I think you gotta be doing some charitable things. I think you need to love your neighbor. And not your neighbor who sits next to you in the pew and agrees with everything you say. With the neighbor who lives maybe on the other side of the tracks and has some different opinions. Maybe talks a little different than you. You know, Jesus was a refugee. Look it up. All right, that's all I got. God bless you. I continue to pray for you, and let's talk. I figure soon you'll probably start persecuting me, and I'm going to pray even more for you. Amen. Hallelujah.